I find your grace in the rhythm of life. Your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life, your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Recognition of Allah Almighty And in this episode we're going to continue from where we left off We were speaking about the foremost right of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is to recognize Him, to gain His ma'rifah, to know Him. And we were speaking about sifat, meaning the attributes of Allah. Knowing them is a means to gaining the ma'rifah of Allah. So we discussed the various sifat, attributes linked to His mercy, attributes linked to His power. Inshallah, we're going to speak about attributes that are linked to the azama, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. So, one sifat of Allah is al-azim, and the meaning is the great one. Allah ta'ala is all great. Allah ta'ala possesses greatness. Now, when we speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know that this is infinite. This is limitless. There is never a point where the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops. This cannot be the case. And who can truly understand and fathom and reach a complete understanding of the greatness of Allah? No one. This is beyond the comprehension of insan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this sifa in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, especially in Ayatul Kursi, when he says, وَهُوَ عَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ And he is the lofty one, the great one. Now there's another sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, which shows us, or indicates towards his azama, his excellence, his great rank. And that is Al-Mutakabbir, the one who shows pride, the one who is proud. Now, takabbur, which means arrogance when used for insan. This is a sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mutakabbir, and he is only entitled to express pride. Meaning, when insan express pride, when they show takabbur, it's madhmum, it's reprehensible, it's a sin. Because when we speak about insan, when we speak about humankind doing takabbur, that means that they are showing superiority over another person and they are considering the other person as inferior. So this is not mahmood, praiseworthy at all. It's a sin, a disease of the heart. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who can compare to Him Jalla Jalaluhu? Who can compare to Allah Azza wa Jal? So Allah ta'ala is al-mutakabbir. And this is His sifa. Nobody comes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And regarding kibr, kibriyai, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the Quran. And he says, وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ And supremacy belongs to him in the heavens and the earth. Now as mentioned, Allah Ta'ala is the haqiqi, the real mutakabbir, the one who is worthy of showing pride. The rest of creation, if they show takabbur, it's a sin, it's haram. And whoever tries to compete with Allah in this regard will be destroyed. Of course, this is obvious. The hadith tells us, hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that azama and kibriya, this is my rida, this is my cloak. Now it doesn't mean in the physical sense, we know Allah ta'ala is not in need of a cloak. What this is referring to is the sifa of Allah. This is my sifa, this is my attribute. Whoever tries to compete with an attribute that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tries to compete with him, will be destroyed, will be overpowered, will be overwhelmed. So, as insan, we are to show what? We are to show humbleness. So the words of the haditha, whoever tries to compete with Allah regarding kibriya, Allah Ta'ala will throw such a person into the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So, and another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever has even an atom's worth of arrogance in their heart, in his heart or her heart, will not enter paradise. Meaning, will not initially enter paradise. They will be punished according to the severity of their sin, and then they will enter paradise. Who can for a second, Allahu Akbar Kabira, who can for a second withstand or tolerate the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In the dunya, if you place your hand over a flame or you touch something hot, you let out a scream. It's so hot, it's boiling. And the fire of hell, which is made for the purpose of punishing a person, who can bear that? So, although a believer, a mu'min, who died upon iman, will enter paradise. But if he died without doing tawbah for his sins, died whilst being arrogant, then look at the hadith. The person who has an atom's worth of takabbur in their heart will not enter paradise. Meaning they'll be punished in accordance to their sin and then enter paradise. Allahu Akbar Kabir. Allah Ta'ala save us from arrogance. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us the blessing of adopting humbleness. Because humbleness is what elevates a person. Now there's another sifa, let's discuss that. Two sifat, Al-Aliyu and Al-A'la. Ali, elevated, the elevated one. And Al-A'la, the most elevated. This is the superlative form. So in terms of Allah Ta'ala's rank, He's elevated, of course, His greatness, His grandeur. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is, Allah Ta'ala is most elevated. And in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, we learn about this, سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى, and glorify the name of your elevated Lord. Why are we discussing these sifat again? Just to recap, we are in pursuit of the ma'rifah of Allah. Every believer wants to attain the highest level of ma'rifah, gnosis, recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wants to know Allah. And how do we achieve this? By knowing these sifat of Allah. We see them manifest in creation. We see them all around us. We see them within ourselves. We see the signs, the atharat of those sifat. And this leads to gnosis of Allah. So, Allah Ta'ala, we are to glorify His blessed name, which is most elevated. And as we know, in Salah, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has told us that in sujood, we are to say what? Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. Now, another sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Kabir or Akbar. Akbar is also a sifa. This is the superlative form. The greatest. Now, this is a sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we mention regularly, frequently, every day. We start our salah, Allahu Akbar. And regularly, a believer reads a tasbih of the blessed name of Allah Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When we go to ruku, we say Allahu Akbar. When we go to sujood, we say Allahu Akbar. We're glorifying Allah. We're exclaiming His greatness. That there is no one who can compare to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbaru min kulli shay. Allah Ta'ala is greater than everything. Everything is muhtaj, dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only in salah, even before salah. When the muadhin gives the adhan, what does he say? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Even there, the beginning of the adhan, the end of the adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Meaning, mention the greatness of Allah. Allah is pleased with his slave when the slave mentions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner. Similarly, in Dhul-Hijjah, Ayyamu Tashriq, what do we recite? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Similarly, after namaz, straight after salah, the tasbihah that we read, tasbih Fatima, is famously known as 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. So look at that. Throughout our day, we're mentioning this sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only in worship, as in salah, physical worship that we carry out. Look at ritual sacrifice. Look at qurbani, ayyamul eid, eidul adha, or when a child is born, aqiqah, or every single time that we eat something which is halal from a halal animal, the meat of a halal animal, of chicken, of a goat, beef even, whatever we eat as Muslims, for us to even take a morsel of that food, to eat a single morsel of that food, the precondition is that the food is halal. If it's haram, we're not allowed to touch it. And what ensures that it is halal? When the butcher is slaughtering the animal, when the person is carrying out the sacrifice, what does he have to say? Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. If he doesn't say it, deliberately misses it out, the food is haram. Can't eat it. So look at the importance of this name in the life of a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. Now this tasmih, Allahu Akbar, and kalimat similar to it, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, we should make regular readings of this. Meaning we should include this in our daily habit. When we wake up in the morning, when we go to sleep. Why? Because the hadith mentioned the greatness of these kalimat. For example, you recite Allahu Akbar once, a tree is planted for you in Jannah. You recite Subhanallah once, a tree is planted. You recite Alhamdulillah, a tree is planted. How easy it is for us to plant those trees in Jannah. But do we take advantage of our time? Do we actually recite? Many of us don't. Many of us are negligent. We're lazy. We say we want to recite, but we don't back up that claim. We say that if only we had a bit more time. Everyone has time. Everyone can make time. We make time for our favorite things. Make this your favorite thing. Dhikrullahi Azza wa Jal. Okay, moving on. Another sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Majid. And through this sifa, we can also gain the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Majid means the noble one or the honorable one. In terms of obviously the rank and status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala himself is noble, his sifat, all of them are majid as well, they're all noble as well. His ahkam, his af'al, everything regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is majid. And in Durood Sharif, Durood Ibrahimi, the most superior Durood Salawat, the most superior Salat ala Nabi, which we read in Salah, Hamidun Majid. This is what we say at the end of the sentences. So Allah Ta'ala is indeed worthy of praise and He is a possessor of nobility and excellence. Another sifa of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala which indicates towards His azama, His excellence and His greatness is Al-Ghani. Al-Ghani, the self-sufficient one. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala Haqiqatan is Al-Ghani, self-sufficient. Nobody helps or aids Allah. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of anyone else. Whereas every single thing in creation is in need of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Now, think about it. Even worldly people are referred to with this word, Ghani. They say he is a wealthy person. And what do they mean by that? They mean that that wealthy person is not dependent on anyone else. He has enough wealth, he can take care of his needs, his family, the affairs that concern him without the intervention, without the assistance or aid of anyone else. So without comparison, if we say that about a worldly person, look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brought us into existence from non-existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything in the world precisely. Allah ta'ala is running the world. Allah ta'ala is enriching people. Allah Ta'ala is granting sustenance to people. Allah Ta'ala grants life to people. Every bounty emanates, comes from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He is the Haqiqi Ghani, meaning He is reliant on nobody. Every single person in creation is reliant upon Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says in one verse, Wallahu Al-Ghaniyu Wa Antumul Fuqara. Allah Ta'ala is Ghani, self-sufficient. And you are fuqara, you are the impoverished ones. You are the poor ones. In another verse, Antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. All of you are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyul hamid. And Allah is the only one who is self-sufficient and worthy of praise. Allahu Akbar. Every moment, every second, we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we're deprived of oxygen, what would happen? Would cease to live. Allah Ta'ala grants us energy. Allah Ta'ala grants us afia in our bodies, in our health, in our family relations, in our wealth. If Allah Ta'ala willed, we could die the very next moment. So our lives totally hinge and depend upon Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and His mercy. And this is a great way of recognizing the Creator. He is Ghani. He is the one who is self-sufficient. He is not answerable to anyone. He is not in need of anyone. It's us weak beings. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At every moment, every movement, every harakah, every step that we take, we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it's something that we consider small, we are in need of Allah for that. Whether it's something massive in our eyes, we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that as well. For every single thing. Therefore, it's necessary for us to show within our actions that we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know we are in need of Allah, but how do we show that within our actions? We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one else. And when you do sajda, think about it. You're placing your forehead, which is the loftiest part of your body, on the lowest part of the earth, meaning on the earth, on the soil, on the floor. You're humiliating yourself, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of that. Only He is worthy of that, that you place your head on the floor. What does it say in regards to sujood? The ulama have said, Aqsa ghayatil khudu'a. That when you do sajda in the court of Allah, this is the greatest form of showing humbleness, showing submissiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how we realize and recognize that we are humble before Allah, we are lowly before Allah, He is the self-sufficient one. And one thing to remember, when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this does not increase Him in any way. He's not even in need of that praise. Yes, He's worthy of all praise, but for all of creation to praise Him, would that lead to an increase in His status and rank? No. Allah is always great, whether someone praises Him or not. Allah ta'ala is not needy, the creation is needy. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran regarding Hajj, for example. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. And Hajj of the house of Allah is necessary upon people, obligatory upon people, if they have the means to reach there. Meaning the person who has the means to reach there, it's necessary upon him to do Hajj in his lifetime once. He has the provisions, he has the savings, he has enough for his family at home. All the conditions are met. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says straight after, and whoever commits kufr, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. He is independent of all the worlds. He's self-sufficient. He doesn't need people to perform Hajj. This is what he's binded upon them for their betterment, for them so that they part with their wealth, they develop habits such as generosity, giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, this wealth that we give, Allah is the one who gave it us in the first place. Allahu Akbar. So Allah ta'ala is not in need, and even if the whole world were to worship Him, doesn't increase His greatness. And even if the whole world were to disobey Him and deny Him, ma'adallah, this would not affect Him in any way. So Allah ta'ala is ghani, He provides rizq as well to everyone. Look, simultaneously, there's 8 billion people in the world right now. Billions have lived. Allah ta'ala provides for everyone. He has distributed according to His hikmah. Some have more, some have less, but people gain rizq in life. Who is providing for them? Who showers rain? Who enables the growing of crops in the fields? Who has placed various kinds of foods on earth for us? People on earth, on top of the earth, we have a different... People on earth, we have different food. People in the sea, their food is there. Wherever creation is, Allah Ta'ala has placed their food there. Allahu Akbar. He is ghani. He's not in need, and He provides for everyone else. Everyone is in need of Him. Look what He says in the Quran. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that we do not ask you for rizq, for sustenance. Rather, we are the ones who give you rizq. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So, we show gratefulness by acknowledging that we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we help the deen of Allah. This is how we show gratitude. That this deen that Allah has placed, this final religion of Islam, through His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we spend our lives serving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is where the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies. This is one way of showing gratitude to our creator, Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Anbiya alayhi salam. Today the ulama have taken that responsibility, and they are fulfilling it. And if we are to support them, we are to help them, we are helping the deen of Allah. What does the Quran say? O believers, if you aid the deen of Allah, Allah will help you. We are in need of His help. We are desirous of His help. We yearn for His help. How do we achieve that? We help the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us more awareness and recognition, gnosis of His blessed sifat, so that we can know our Creator as we ought to know Him. Ameen, bijah Nabi Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
In every breath I find your grace, in the rhythm of life your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life your majesty shines in every place. Recognition. of Allah.